Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Many Muslims mistakenly think that Christians believe in three gods. Can you believe that? Mary, Jesus, and God. One of the reasons is the Arabic word thalatha, which means three, is mistranslated from Arabic to English as Trinity. Okay? This is very important. Why? Because the problem is the majority of the Muslim world do not understand the Arabic language. So they don't know that the verse only states three. They don't understand the Arabic language of the Quran. They automatically assume that the Quran rejects the biblical belief in the triune God. Okay? All right. So the Arabic Quran contains no reference to the Christian doctrine of the triune God. You know, when a Muslim tell me the Quran rejects the triunity of God that you believe in, I tell him, actually, neither the correctly translated word Trinity nor the Christian concept of the Trinity appear at all in the original Arabic Quranic text. And of course, Muslims claim that the Quran came in Arabic language from heaven to earth through the angel Gabriel. The Quran never mentions that Christians believe in God as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I studied the Quran all my life, about 40 years. The Quran just rejects the belief in three separate gods. And this is obviously not the biblical Christian concept of the Trinity. The Quran misrepresents the Trinity as a family of Allah, Mary, and Jesus. For example, Surah 5, verse 73 states, "They do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three in a Trinity." The Quran named these three gods as Jesus, his mother Mary, and Allah, as we read in Surah 5, verse 116, which states, "O Jesus, son of Mary, didst thou say unto men, worship me and my mother as gods, in derogation of Allah?" We read in Surah 5, verse 75, "Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. His mother was a woman of truth. They had both to eat their daily food." The Quran explains that Jesus and Mary couldn't be gods in this verse because they needed to eat food to survive. So like everybody else, they were both humans, because God does not need any sustenance. The famous Muslim commentator Zamakhashri, one of the most internationally acknowledged Muslim commentators, commented on the word thalatha in Surah 4, 171, "According to the evidence of the Quran," I am quoting what he wrote, "according to the evidence of the Quran, the Christian maintains that God, Christ, and Mary are three gods." Although the Quran denounces the doctrine of the existence of three gods, this, my Muslim friend, should not be confused with the Christian doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is one God, and within this divine unity, there are three eternal persons of one substance and power. there is no evidence whatsoever that Christians ever actually believed that the Trinity consisted of God, Jesus, and Mary. Unfortunately, the excessive prayers given to Mary by some misguided Christian sects, which are contrary, of course, to the teaching of the Bible, led Muhammad to misconceive the true meaning of the Trinity. Muhammad mistakenly thought that some Christians believe and teach that the Virgin Mary is one of the persons of the triune God. Muhammad did not have adequate information for correct understanding of the doctrine of the Trinity. Apparently, Muhammad was unable to recognize the vast difference between the Christian belief in Jesus as the unique eternal Son of God and the pagan Arab belief in their goddesses as daughters of God. Muhammad assumed both beliefs to be identical in character. This is so funny, but it is so true. Let me read to you what the Quran states in Surah 9. The Jews call Uzair a son of God, and the Christians call Christ the Son of God. In this, they but imitate what the unbelievers of old used to say. It seems that Muhammad was completely unaware that the God of the Bible, whom all true Christians worship, is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in one eternal divine being. The Quran misrepresents the biblical and historic Christian position on the Trinity and only presents Muhammad's limited knowledge and the misconception of it. My precious Muslim friend, please allow me to ask you a sincere and serious question. The Quran was written hundreds of years after the spread of the Bible in so many parts of the world. So why don't we find in the pages of the Quran any words that even remotely represent the true Christian doctrine of the triunity of God? Nothing. Regarding the Quranic verse, they do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three, which in Surah 5, Christians agree, of course, with this statement because we believe that God is one and only one. He cannot be one of three. The other verse in Surah 5 states the double blaspheme who say Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. We agree with this verse because it is not stated anywhere in the Bible that God is Christ, the Son of Mary. The Bible states instead that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. You read this good news in the gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. My friend, there were heresies in the early Christian centuries that taught that Christ was God the Father. Although the Word of God reveals that Christ is God because of his divine nature, the Bible never confined God to the person of the Son, Jesus Christ alone. Never. And the important fact for you to know now is that God desires to reconcile you to himself through your faith in Christ. My friend, that's why God came through the person of Christ to pay the penalty for your sins and invite you to receive his grace and his mercy and his love through believing in Christ as your only savior from paying the penalty of your sins. You can pray this prayer after me. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for coming to rescue me. Thank you, God, for coming to bring me back to a relationship with you that I lost through the wrong things I commit, through my sins. God, I put my faith in Christ. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book, and perhaps guide you to a good church close to you. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. It doesn't matter what is your Christian background. In God's eyes, according to God's word, we are the body of Christ. We are the family of God, and God wants us to serve him together in unity. Contact me if I can be of any help to you. And if your fellowship need a speaker to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, let me know. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Hallelujah. God's peace with you. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.